Hi there. We're so glad you found the Fabric Podcast. Before you start listening, we wanted to let you know that this is one of our earlier episodes where our show was called The Check-In. On these episodes, we talk about the company, giving you insight into who we are and what we do. But in 2019, we realized we really want to focus more on company culture. So we refocused and renamed the podcast. So just a heads up that this earlier episode is still us, the team from The Receptionist, but just with a different show name and a slightly different focus. Thanks for listening. On today's episode of The Check-In, we are talking old school versus new school. We start off with familiarizing you with The Receptionist if you don't know who we are, giving you a quick rundown and why you might want to keep listening to our podcast. We dig into what some companies might be doing that are a little bit old school. Don't worry, we don't call anyone out, but there are a few things that your company might be doing that you could step up a notch. One of those might be that visitor logbook where people have to take the time to write in chicken scratch who they are and what they're there for. We talk all about why this isn't really efficient, how it's not taking safety seriously, and really it's causing people to not be as efficient as they could. So a visitor management support system really is a supplement to the front office. It's not replacing anybody. It's all about safety, security, and compliance, and dealing with any friction that employees are feeling. And we also talk about how it can help with people being less hangry. So that's really important. Hi, Michael. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. All right. Well, this is the very first episode of The Check-In. So for anyone who is not familiar with The Receptionist, can you give us a quick rundown of the company and what it is that you do?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm super excited about this. I'm a huge podcast listener. So I'm excited to be doing this one here for The Receptionist. So The Receptionist in and of itself really can be best described as a digital visitor management system. What does that even mean? That means when somebody walks into an office or a facility and they are there to check in to see someone, the traditional route has been to sign in on a paper logbook and then perhaps the receptionist goes and tries to find that person. Well, our system is a replacement or sometimes a supplement to that process. You check in on an iPad kiosk, you go through all of your questionnaire and filling out your information there, and then that notifies the person that you're there to see that you've arrived. Helps make more efficient offices, helps kind of reduce some of the friction of the check-in process that a lot of people can, I think, feel when they walk into an office that they've never been in before. And that's really what our system is designed and set up to help alleviate, is that office inefficiency when somebody walks in.
I love that. And that's definitely kicking it new school, right? Very, you know,
absolutely
technologically savvy. And I also love that you said, you know, the person is notified that you've arrived. That makes it sound very, you know, fancy and important, which is awesome. So why did you want to do a podcast? Why was that important for you guys?
I think there's a ton of podcasts out there now. It's a growing medium after, I think, several years of maybe if you had a podcast, it was a little strange to have a podcast. But now, because it's so much about time, it's easier for us to throw on our headphones and do something else. So we're doing two things at once, rather than sitting and watching a video or reading a white paper or a blog post. Those things require our soul and undivided attention. With a podcast, you can be riding on the train into work and be listening to your podcast and answering emails. You can be driving in the car and, you know, we don't want you doing anything else besides like reading a blog, right? You can be sitting at work and working through a project and listening to a podcast. So it's another avenue for us to get out what we think is a pretty important message for a lot of businesses and companies out there, which is innovating around your visitor check-in process, of course, but extending that out to other areas of office life in general.
Right. So if you're innovating with your technology that you're sharing with people, you better be innovating with how you get that information out to your people.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And so since we're talking about old school versus new school, obviously we don't want to knock anybody for what they're doing, but what are some old school habits that we might see in the front of office and that our listeners might be experiencing?
I think the biggest one that we often point to and say, you need to stop doing this is, quite frankly, is the visitor logbook. somebody comes into, and this is big in the manufacturing world or aerospace or industrial logistics, things like that. Somebody comes into the front office and the first thing they're asked to do is sign a visitor logbook with all of their information. There's a lot of different reasons why this might be, if not inefficient, super, what's the right word that I'm looking for? You're setting yourself up for some liabilities, I should say. A competitor could come into your office and see everyone who's visited in your office and start picking off your client list.
Oh, yeah, especially with how savvy we can be with our phones. You could just snap a photo of that.
You can snap a photo, absolutely. You know, other guests might be able to see your previous guest's information. So we're talking about privacy in between guests of emails and phone numbers. Collecting important agreements like non-disclosure agreements or legal agreements where you have to sign a safety waiver, things like that. There are so many other areas of our lives where we have digitized those things to not only make that process more efficient, but make the storage and management of that information and the recall of that information super easy and efficient, that the visitor check-in process is a natural extension of that. So that visitor logbook is probably the one that 9 times out of 10, we can point to that and say, you can stop doing that and people get it.
Yeah, that makes sense. And it also makes it that it would be a better experience for the person coming into whatever that business is. You know, you talk about, yeah, I write my information down, I give you my phone number and anyone can see that.
And then what? Yeah. And I mean, also have to trust that that visitor has legible handwriting.
Right. I don't.
Most of us don't have to write anymore.
Right. So. And I think also, you know, you don't take it as seriously when you're, you know, you're just signing in, you've got the pen, you want to be quick about it versus you're using technology, you're typing it in, you're taking your time, and then they have that information, as you said, stored safely, securely. And yeah, it makes a much better experience on both sides of the transaction.
Absolutely. And you hit on another important point there is how a visitor experiences your office from the moment they walk in reflects on your company's brand. And that's another kind of old school thought or mentality is that you walk into this reception area, there's a receptionist or an administrative assistant waiting at the front desk to help you. And that's their sole job. That's an old school mentality. A lot of businesses are moving away from that. Not necessarily that they're doing away with that position, but that position is being asked to do a lot. And so welcoming that visitor in and showing them around is much more complicated by the fact that they may also be dabbling in finances and they may be working on HR projects, or they may have a soda machine restocking order to take care of. And so that reflects on your brand when that person at the front desk can't give you their undivided attention. Well, a visitor management system can, and it reflects on your brand when you do implement technology into those things to supplement the in-person interactions that you're going to have.
Right. And that's important that you're not saying get rid of the front desk person. You're saying Right. Make their job easier, make it more efficient, allow the people coming in and experiencing your company to have a positive reaction because they're not waiting for that person on the phone or who had to go do something else. They can just simply start with your visitor management system, get their information securely and accurately put into the system. And then whoever's in charge of the front can then continue on and best represent your company.
Absolutely. They can show you where the bathroom is. They can say, would you like a bottle of water? I mean, they can take care of those intrinsic things that just checking in, you don't need a person to do that.
Right. And I think you're right. That is very sort of old school that the person has to be the check-in and that you're taking away something from the experience if it's not the person, but really you're adding something valuable to the experience by using technology. And that by taking on that sort of new school approach, it really helps enhance the view that people have of your business.
Absolutely. And by extension of that as well, the nature of offices has changed so dramatically over the last 10 years. I mean, the last company that I was at and the current, you know, currently here at the receptionist, no one has offices. And so but if you want to have a meeting, you could go to this conference room on this side of the building, or you could go over here, or you could go down to the coffee shop. So people aren't in a defined location or always sitting at their desk anymore. It's very the movement about the office of the typical office worker now is pretty fluid. And so if you and another old school, I guess, mentality or thought or process is that you're going to check in with the front desk and they're going to go to that person who you're there to see. They're going to go to their desk and then you're going to go up to the front and they're going to find you. And then you're going to go up to the front and meet your guest. Well, that doesn't happen nearly as much anymore that way, because you may be at the coffee shop downstairs or across the street. How are you ever going to know that somebody's there to visit you? A visitor management system does the notification for you. You could get an email, you could get a text message, you could get a Slack message, so that no matter where you're at, you're notified, oh my goodness, I have a visitor. Maybe I need to hurry back to the office, or maybe I just need to text message them back and say, I'll be there in 5 minutes. Can I grab you a cup of coffee while you wait?
Yeah, that's great. And I think that's important too, because, you know, a lot of times you know someone is coming, right? You've set an appointment, you know they'll be there,
right,
but you don't want to look unprofessional and miss the call from the front desk that says they're here. So you sit at your desk when maybe you have a couple minutes because they're running late and you could go and check in with a colleague and do something efficient with your time, but instead you're sitting and waiting. So I love that it gives the person waiting the flexibility and freedom to continue on with their day, be efficient, continue to work, and then they're notified in a very technologically advanced sort of way.
Definitely cuts down on the distractions. Absolutely. Yeah.
That's great. So we've touched on a lot of, you know, old school versus new school ways of doing things and the mentality, but anything else that you think is important for us to talk about, old school versus new school?
I think those are the major things. You know, we kind of have a little bit of fun with this at the receptionist. We talk about the person nearest the door syndrome. And I think we're going to talk about this in a future podcast. And that'll be a fun one to get into. But, you know, with so many businesses, quite frankly, not having somebody at the front desk anymore and relying on what the scenario that you just described, you know, you're going to have a guest. And so you're constantly disrupted going up to the front desk to see if they're there. You're checking your email to see if they've emailed you that they've arrived at the office. Well, another symptom, quote unquote, of this, or an old school way of dealing with this, is just whoever is nearest the front door takes care of the visitor. And again, that's such a disruption to your entire workforce, not just that one person, but there's a lot of different things that go into that. And then I would say another thing is, and this is somewhat sobering to talk about, but workplace safety is obviously a huge issue right now. School safety. I mean, my goodness, we're talking about this on a Friday and there's been yet another school shooting. Knowing who's in your building at all times, when they got there, when they left, it just quite simply is more necessary. It's critically necessary in some of these instances. You may be either regulated by it or just for peace of mind, knowing who's in your building, when they got there, who they came to see, why they were there. The old school mentality, quite frankly, doesn't cut it in today's world. And that's just the nature of the world that we live in right now. And like I said, it's sobering to talk about that, but it's a necessary thing we have to face.
Absolutely, because we want to be proactive in taking care of the people that we work with, the people that come into our companies. We want to make sure that we are doing a good job. Like you said, if you have to be compliant in a certain way within the company that you work for, but just as humans, let's do what we can to keep everyone safe and make sure we know the comings and goings. And yeah, unfortunately, in today's society, we need to do that differently. But thankfully, there is technology that allows us to be able to do that.
Absolutely. And a visitor management system is not the end-all be-all. Obviously, you're talking about things like door locks and key fobs and security cameras, but that's an entire encompassing, you know, office security thing that a visitor management system can really help supplement, like we've talked about.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've talked about a lot of great stuff so far. In terms of the front office, obviously a visitor management system is part of Kicking It New School. What other things or ways of setting up a front office might also be sort of more new school that people are doing?
a lot of front offices are going towards, again, just utilizing that front desk or front office space as the front door, front porch brand to their business. And so, you know, you'll see a lot of really intricately designed workspaces, perhaps artwork in the front office from employees or local artists. A lot of offices obviously have very large digital displays. A lot of software companies in particular like to post their user stats in their front office so that when you walk in, you can see we have this many users spending this much time in our app and using our software, and we've saved this amount of money for our clients. Things like that. You start, especially when you're trying to sell someone, you start that sale from the moment they walk in the front door. For interviewers and interviewees, when somebody's there to apply for a job, your front office experience gives you the very first impression of what it would be like to work there. And so, do I know where to go? Is it very clear what I'm supposed to do when I walk in the front door? Is it awkward because I'm walking directly into an open area of cubicles and everybody looks up at me and you know, I have nowhere to go. So again, I just ask the person closest to the door. It's creating that inviting space, of course, as it always has been. But so many more companies are utilizing the fact that in-person or office visits are becoming more and more rare. And when they do happen, they need to wow.
Right. So if someone says, well, I don't have that many office visits, do I really need something like a visitor management software? What would you say to that?
I would say you're really only thinking about it in terms of somebody coming to visit your employees for a meeting. And that's just one way that somebody would come to your office. What about those lunches that your employees order and a delivery driver delivers them? That is a visitor to your office. What about a contractor? What about somebody making a UPS or FedEx pickup or delivery? What about somebody who's coming in to interview for a job? There's so many different ways that people visit an office. You can't box it into, well, it's just somebody coming into the office. And we really encourage a lot of our clients here at The Receptionist that when you implement a visitor management system, when you think about how to set up your front office area or your reception area, think about all the different visitor types that you have. Categorize them and then say, if somebody comes in who's an interview, what does their experience need to be versus somebody who's just dropping off a package for an employee?
Right. So you're not making the person dropping off the package fill out maybe all the same forms
exactly.
And information and waiting, and they just want to deliver the lunch versus the person who is there perhaps for the interview or needs to sign some sort of non-disclosure agreement. So that makes sense that it's not simply one, you know, set of forms for everybody, but it's really knowing who is likely to come in your door and making sure that they have a good experience.
Yeah. I mean, think about the delivery driver. I have ordered lunch and I'm waiting on my Chipotle from DoorDash to show up at the front door. Well, in the old school world, that person would have to come in and either leave my food with somebody else, find somebody else and say, hey, this is a delivery for Michael. Or they would have to find somebody to go find you. Then you come up to the front door and it's wasting people's time. With a visitor management system, they check in that they've got a delivery, they find the name of the person who they're there to see, and then they say, I've left it at the front desk. And they can go about the rest of their day, whereas you then, at the moment your food's delivered, get that notification. It's not sitting up there for 15 minutes getting cold. I mean, it's silly little things like that that we don't think about when we think about taking time away from not only our workday, but other people's workday.
Right. Well, when you put it that way, you keep the DoorDash guy happy or girl happy,
exactly.
Right? And you know
exactly.
You want them to be happy if they're delivering your food. And you, as an employee, don't want to have to wait for your lunch because I don't know about you, but I am much more efficient and productive when I have eaten. So, you know, yeah.
I get hangry, Sarah.
Oh,
I do too.
I do too. It's no joke. I joke about it, but it's no joke. But yeah,
oh,
I mean,
not.
You paint this, you know, what you call is kind of a silly picture, but it makes sense that you're really helping everyone go about their day get things done, be more efficient, be more productive. And I think in a lot of workspaces now, it's, you know, it's, you're not just punching the clock in at, you know, 8:30, out at 5:30. It's when you're done, you're done. And so wouldn't that be nice to be as efficient as you can and be able to maybe leave when you're done instead of having wasted 5, 10, 15 minutes here and there and have to, you know, not leave really until the end of the day or later.
Make up that time. Yeah. I mean, for me, I would describe it as, look, humans hate friction. We're really good at trying to find the easiest or path of least resistance. And that's all we're talking. That's what we've been talking about this entire time. Efficiency and speed of getting through the visitor check-in process, no matter what type of visitor it is. It's all about reducing friction, not only for that visitor, but for the employee as well.
Definitely. And there's enough friction elsewhere. So we might as well make this part as easy as possible. So you've painted a picture of why someone would want visitor management software. Anything else before we wrap up that you want to say about how the receptionist helps a company kick it new school versus old school? Anything we haven't touched on yet?
I think that's the majority of it. The most important thing that we really talk about are three key areas: safety, security, and compliance. And when it comes to safety, just again, with the people who are in your building, creating a safe environment for them, making sure that if you have a lot of visitors in your space, do you know where they're at and who they're there to see in case of an emergency, in case you need to evacuate the building, do you know who's come into your office? That's just one example. We gave some pretty good examples, but like we said, sobering examples of security requirements. And then compliance, whether it's just compliance with company standards or compliance with regulatory standards. And that's something we can talk about on an entire podcast episode as well, as regulatory compliance. But some of this stuff is required. Some of this stuff is just a really good thing to have when you're talking about making sure that you know who's in your building and when and where.
Absolutely. So safety, security, compliance, and getting your DoorDash delivered efficiently.
Exactly.
And eating a hot lunch so that no one in the office gets hangry. Because that's not good for anybody.
The receptionist, solving hangriness.
Yes, that could be the new tagline. We won't change that yet. But well, thank you so much, Michael, for sharing with us today and talking about how we can go from old school to new school. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Good talking with you, Sarah.
We hope that you got some good insight into happiness, what we've got going on to ensure that our team and our clients are happy, and maybe what you would like to do to increase the satisfaction or measure that satisfaction for your own clients and customers. And if you'd like to check out our 2-week free trial with no credit card required and to see what we do to make our potential customers and then customers happy, check us out at thereceptionist.com.